Clearly, everyone should ensure their mobile telephones are turned off or switched to silent, and the use of mobile devices for recording is not permitted. Members of the public should not speak during the meeting and may be temporarily excluded for discussion of in-committee items. I would remind members of their obligations under the Councillors' Code of Conduct to declare any financial or significant non-financial interests which they have in any item of business before the committee today. If you have such an interest, please either declare it now or immediately before the item itself, stating the item of business it relates to. Having declared an interest, members should leave the chamber for the duration of the discussion on that item and should not take part in the vote. You will then be invited back to join the meeting once the discussion on that item is ended. The proceedings of the meeting will be audio and video recorded except for councillors considering any exempt matters. Members should remember that the microphones work as a queuing system. If your microphone is lit red, you have precedence. Flashing green is next in the queue and then solid green. Please do not press your microphone button again when it is lit up red as you lose your place in the queue. There may be some members in attendance virtually and it's been agreed that all members in the chamber are brought in to speak on any issue before any remote delegates. Therefore, if you're waiting remotely, please use the chat facility to indicate your wish to speak and I'll bring members in once all those within the chamber have spoken. Instant messages should be kept to the following letters. Type Q if you wish to question, ask a question, C for comment, P for propose, and S if you wish to second. Please refrain from making any other comments using instant messaging. Members are reminded they are personally responsible for any comments they make at the meeting. Thank you. Now, have we any apologies?
Yes, Chair, we have an apology from Councillor Young.
Councillor Young. Chair, an apology from Shania Traynor, Assistant Director of Environment.
Okay.
Thank you. Now, is there any declarations of interest?
No.
Okay. All right, well, we'll go through the action sheet. Okay, page 18 and page 19. Any questions on the action sheet? Anybody up?
Right. Thanks very much, Chair. I know a recent tender did raise about the hospital, the home to hospital scheme, and that's a very good scheme. It's in Sleeve Gulliams, sorry. And I'm just wondering if there's any update on the. I know there was actions to be taken in relation to that scheme, and I wonder has word come back regarding the home to hospital scheme? Thank you.
Through the Chair, I can come back directly to the member outside of the meeting with an update.
No problem. Thank you very much. It's a good scheme.
Now, can I get a proposal and a seconder for the action sheet, please? Propose.
Seconder, Chair.
Second.
Sorry, Chair, can you just ask members to use the microphones for proposing and seconding just so that the press can hear, okay?
Okay.
Just call that out to the proposal second.
Yeah. Councillor Jackson and Councillor Andrew. Councillor Jackson proposed and Councillor Andrew second. Yeah. All right.
Yeah.
Okay. Item 4, update on notice of motion cleaner, and Connor's going to read that.
Thank you, Chair. Papers for noting. The purpose of the report is to provide an update to committee on the actions agreed on the notice of motion on clean indoor air following discussion at the SME committee in October 2023. The above notice of motion was discussed at SME committee and actions were agreed to obtain costings for air filtration systems in the Downshire Civic Centre and the new Civic Centre in Newry. So in terms of the Downshire Civic Centre, it has a mixed mode ventilation system with both mechanical and natural ventilation. Mechanical ventilation is supplied via central air handling units with suitable filtration and heat recovery units using suitable filtration. And there's also natural ventilation from openable windows. So just to note, there are no additional costs required to install air filtration units in this facility. In terms of the Newry Civic Centre, the RAIBA Stage 3 designs for the new Civic Centre has proposed a ventilation strategy where the majority of spaces are supplied with suitably filtered fresh air by a centralised mechanical ventilation, and any filtration systems must comply with BSEN 16890 2016. So just to note again on that, that all costs for ventilation systems, including filtration, are included within the specification and estimated costings for the project. I'm just adding in a note at the end that there's further advice available from the HSE in terms of ventilation in the workplace, and that's available on the HSE website. Members are asked to consider the report and note that mechanical ventilation systems in Downshire are fitted with suitable levels of filtration that comply with the required guidance. The new Newry Civic Centre has also been designed to include suitably filtered fresh air in accordance with the standard, and there are no additional costs associated with supply.
Thank you. Any questions? Okay. Poser and a seconder, please.
Sorry, Chair. Councillor Truesdale is proposer of the motion. Can speak to it.
Okay, go ahead, Councillor Truesdale.
Thank you. My screen seems to have frozen, so hopefully you can hear me. I'm fine with all of that. I just on 2.4 with the HSE guidance. I know the information is available on the HSCNI site. But I think for the purposes of education and sort of explaining to people why the exchange of fresh air is so important, that council could put up some sort of explanatory poster or maybe through a social media campaign to actually explain to people why the importance of fresh air is a thing. I'm sure not every room in the Downshire has openable windows and mechanical ventilation. There's bound to be rooms in there that don't have an openable window, so it's important to open the door or just have some sort of exchange of fresh air to keep airborne viruses away so that we can all be as healthy as possible and keep our working population as healthy as possible. So some sort of something to allude to 2.4 rather than directing people to the HSE site would be good if that was possible to do. I don't know whether I need to make that as a proposal.
Chair, if that's okay, I'll just come back on the within the Downshire, Councillor. Yes, all spaces would either have natural ventilation through openable windows or full fresh air from mechanical ventilation. So there should be really no airtight spaces, you know, where staff are working in that facility.
Yep. Chair, if I could just come back on that. Yep, that's great. And but we also need to start thinking about extending this out to other council buildings as well who may not have mechanical ventilation, and it's just sort of emphasising the importance of fresh air exchange in any sort of closed space.
Through the Chair, Councillor Truesdale, if I could just come back to you on that, really regarding the education piece, if that's okay?
Yep, that's grand.
Thank you.
Okay, can I get a proposal and a seconder for item 4, please?
Proposed.
Councillor Enright, proposed. Second? Somebody second? Councillor Andrews, second? Okay. Item 5, Officer Report on Notice of Motion, Fossil Fuel Non-Proliferation Treaty and Air Quality Management Areas, and Sinead's going to read that, please.
Thank you, Chair. The purpose of this report is to facilitate discussion on the Notice of Motion that's been received from Councillor Truesdale as deferred from the Council meeting of the 7th of April 2025, and its concern on fossil fuel non-proliferation treaty and air quality management areas. So the notice of motion is as set out in 1.2 of, in the report, and there are really two key issues, two elements of the notice of motion. Firstly, the endorsement of the fossil fuel non-proliferation treaty, and secondly, the review of the effectiveness of the Council's air quality management areas. So in relation to the treaty itself, there's information is set out in section 2.2 of the report, with links there to information on the organisation. which is a global effort that is set to accelerate a transition to safe, renewable and affordable energy for all. Members will note that it's set, as it's set out in 2.3 of the report, that the net zero targets, which are legislatively based, and how they align with the Council's strategy position on sustainability and climate action. I will draw members' attention to the point at the end of 2.3, which indicates that 135 cities and sub-national governments, including councils in the UK and Ireland, have either formally endorsed the Fossil Fuel Non-Proliferation Treaty in a City Council resolution or signed a MERS declaration, and the full list can be found at the website as noted. In relation to the air quality management areas, the process itself places an obligation on all local authorities to regularly review and assess air quality in the areas and to determine whether or not air quality objectives are likely to be achieved. So in Northern Ireland, they're set out in air quality regulations, NI 2003, and where exceedances are considered likely, the local authority must declare an air quality management area. More information on the air quality management areas can be found at the website, and that also includes the current rates and monitoring rates and results for the council area. Within Uri Mourne Down District Council area, there are two declared AQMAs, both in Uri City, one for nitrogen dioxide and the other for PM10, and there's regular monitoring carried out at these sites, in addition to mobile monitoring using nitrogen dioxide diffusion tubes in other locations in Uri City and the centre of Downpatrick. Members are asked to note that recent monitoring results show low exceedances for PM10 in the Canal Street area of Newry, and it is proposed that consideration is given to revoking this as an AQMA if the results do continue to be below the annual and daily mean objective for PM10. Members will note that the work of the environmental health officers with NIEA is continuing, and they're looking at the particulate matter PM2.5, which is our smaller particles which can be inhaled deeply into the lungs and bloodstream, causing various health problems. It is a pollutant that's found in urban and rural areas, and it's not currently being monitored. So the Council's Environmental Health Department are working with the NIEA to consider part funding for our monitoring of PM2.5. In the financial year of 2026-27, and is looking to extend the monitoring, as I said, to include PM2.5. So just moving on to the recommendations of the report, members are asked to consider the motion and approve the endorsement of the Fossil Fuel Non-Proliferation Treaty by Uri Mourne Down District Council, and agree to write to the Northern Ireland Executive urging them to support this initiative. And members are also asked to note the current ongoing review process on the effectiveness of the Council's air quality management areas in liaison with DERA, and the potential expansion of the number of air quality monitor stations throughout the district, which will be subject to funding. Thank you, Chair.
Any questions?
Sorry, Chair, just again, Councillor Treesdale, it was her motion, so if she can be let in to speak.
I'll take in Councillor Treesdale first.
Thank you, Chair. First of all, I just want to thank Sinead for an extremely comprehensive paper brought to the committee. There's not a lot more that I could add to this. It's really positive that that additional funding is going to be sought to extend the pollutant monitoring to include the PM2.5. So it's a really, really positive paper, and I was really glad to read it and see the extent which it's being taken seriously. I just want to read a couple of quick paragraphs. I don't want to take too long because the paper is so comprehensive anyway. So it's clear that we need a tangible binding plan to end the expansion of coal, oil and gas projects and to manage a global transition away from fossil fuels. Climate will very soon become unbearable for even societies most shielded to ignore. We need to manage an equitable phase out and lay the foundations for a true just transition in which no worker, community or country is left behind. It's a very quick quote from Yale Global Health Review. Climate crisis is existential. It's accelerating, meaning the danger will only increase as the planet heats. We know the crisis is anthropogenic, driven by unsustainable consumption patterns concentrated among the wealthiest citizens of the wealthiest countries. We cannot pretend like the problem will go away. We can follow the science, even if it scares us. Instead of insisting we have to live our lives until our lives go up in flames, we can reduce individual emissions while collectively transitioning away from fossil fuels. And if members are in agreement with this, this will be the first council in Northern Ireland to sign up to this treaty. Thank you, Chair.
Thank you. Councillor Enright.
Chair, I seconded this motion, and I agree with all the sentiments expressed by my colleague, Jill Truesdell. I would say, though, that probably economics are now on our side. We're now seeing a situation whereby countries like China have demonstrated over the last 10 years how they can drop their average energy cost through renewables and energy storage by a factor of 30%, making them the most competitive industrial economy on the planet, simply by moving away from fossil fuels and going to cheaper fossil to renewables and energy storage. So hopefully, in the future, we will see fewer and fewer motions like this, because common sense and economics will make people like Stormont, Westminster, realise that the UK economy has to be transformed, and transformed to make it competitive, like following the example of those countries which are leading the charge in this area. Thank you, Chair.
Thank you. Councillor Riley.
Thank you, Chair. Chair, I have long felt the view that we're going too quickly on this, and we've seen what happened in Spain recently, where there were, and the whole Iberian Peninsula, that have become reliant on solar, and it just didn't work. And the site has put a pressure on it, and the whole country collapsed into a power cut for 24 hours. And, you know, we can't afford to make mistakes like that. Fossil fuels are there until there are viable alternatives, and wind turbines and even solar is more viable, but to say that wind turbines and solar alone will replace fossil fuels is a myth. And until there are real viable alternatives like hydrogen powered vehicles and hydrogen powered power stations, even we shouldn't rush into something that's going to be detrimental to our country, and especially the most vulnerable people in society who are paying through the nose for this green energy. And, you know, it shows the absurdity of the United Kingdom. That's 0.8% of global CO2 emissions, really hammering our own economy and our own people, while the US, Canada, our US, China, India are dramatically increasing the amount of CO2 they're emitting, because they want to grow their economies. So we need to have common sense in this whole thing. And for that reason, I would be opposed to the notice of motion. I think it denies the reality of where we're going forward as a country in terms of energy provision.
Councillor Finn.
Yeah, just to say thank you so much again to Sinead for such a detailed report. I think it's really interesting, and I actually think I had done a bit of reading on it earlier, and being the first council in the North to have this, I was wondering, is it possible that maybe we share that information with other councils? And potentially, I'm not sure, I know it's Councillor Truesdale's motion and Councillor Enright, but just that we can share, because I think once that work has been done, it's really important. Secondly, I have a question just in relation to the PM10 and PM2.5, which I imagine Sinead knows a lot more about than me, but just in terms of the location in Canal Street, is there any reason why that kind of monitoring has stopped now? And then, is, I guess, if we're looking at PM2.5, is there a way to kind of, if that PM10 is removed from Canal Street, is there a way to shift the funding that was going towards that, if we can, and that's no longer a problem, towards monitoring for PM2.5.
Chair, I'll share the amended proposal from Councillor Finn.
Sorry, Councillor Enright, say it again.
Would you be prepared to second what Councillor Finn proposed, writing to the other 10 councils and letting them know about this? I'm sure Councillor Truesdale would also be favouring this.
Through the chair, just firstly to answer Councillor Finn's question, just on the PM10 monitoring on Canal Street, so I suppose since the monitoring started to now, there's been a lot of changes in terms of the vehicles of combustion, and as you could imagine. Just to be a point of clarity, as the monitoring hasn't stopped at that point, the monitor is continuing. So what I've said in the report is, as the levels are below the exceedance level, and if they continue on a daily and annual, if on an average basis, if they continue down below that level, we would be determined that as no longer required to be monitoring. And then the 2.5, I can come back with more detail on. Well, it will be come back through the committee actually on where the proposed monitoring sites for the 2.5 would be. So there'll be an update paper coming through in the future on that. Thank you.
It's going to go to a vote on the notice of the motion.
So, Chair, just to say, the proposal, the recommendation, sorry, has been slightly amended, or it's been added to with Councillor Finn's proposal. So is she proposing the paper along with the amendment to send it to all of the other councils?
Yeah, I suppose it was that we kind of said that we had signed this and to ask would they consider doing the same. So I don't know if we would send the paper, just that they have the work has been done, that we can share that with them. But again, if they would consider endorsing the same position, hopefully we will.
Okay then, Chair. So I think there's dissent in the chamber. I'm not sure that Councillor Riley agrees, so it would have to go to a vote then.
Okay. The vote is on the
amendment. Right. So yeah, it's on the officer's recommendation, with the addition of sending information to or asking the other councils if they're willing to come along.
Yeah, go to vote.
I'm in favour of the amendment.
Sorry, Chair. I'll probably just do a roll call vote just because there's a few councillors online. It might be easier rather than doing a show of hands.
Yeah.
Okay, so Councillor Andrews?
Four.
Councillor Brennan?
Four, sorry.
Councillor Clark?
Four.
Councillor Fagan?
Four.
Councillor Finn?
Four.
Councillor Enright?
Four.
Councillor Hart?
Four.
Councillor Jackson?
Against.
Councillor Cairns?
Four.
Councillor Larkin?
Four.
Councillor McGuinness?
Four.
Councillor Riley?
Against.
Councillor Wan?
Four.
Councillor Taylor?
Stan.
And Councillor Young is absent, so I have 11, 4 and 3 against and 1 abstention.
Okay, item 6, sustainable NI annual membership subscription, and Conor's going to read that.
Thank you, Chair. This report is for decision, and it's to consider and agree providing financial support and signing of a service level agreement for sustainable NI for support on council issues for 25-26 financial year. Excuse me. Council have previously agreed to pay an annual subscription to SNI, and last year SNI offered enhanced membership levels offering alternative additional services to assist councils to comply with the new statutory requirements on climate change. SNI have been assisting council to develop its sustainability climate change strategy and action plan, and has delivered workshops to support and develop this action plan. As well as assisting council with development of their strategy, including delivering workshops and training events, SNI has also developed a new sustainability monitoring tool and further expert training events. So members are asked to consider and approve the accelerator membership level and signing of an SLA with Sustainable NI for 25-26 financial year. And that will have revenue funding up to accelerator subscription level of £10,000. And this has been included as part of the rate setting process. Thank you, Chair.
Thank you. Any questions? Can I get a proposer?
Proposed, Chair.
Councillor McGuinness proposed. Hannah, second. Councillor Riley, second. Thank you. Item 7, Keep NI Beautiful annual membership subscription, and Connor's going to read that.
Thank you, Chair. Again, this report is for decision, and it's to consider and agree to approve the financial support and signing of a service level agreement for period 25-26. To support Keep Northern Ireland Beautiful, Live Here, Love Here campaign and Eco Schools programme across the district. So in terms of Live Here, Love Here, it has three main elements: a media campaign, volunteering support and a programme and a small grant scheme. It is building a movement of enthusiastic local people who volunteer their time and expertise to promote civic pride, particularly by tackling littering, dilapidation of buildings and improvement of green space. So for Eco Schools, Keep Northern Ireland Beautiful is requesting a contribution from the Council for the period of 25-26, for delivery of the Eco Schools programme in the district. The amount requested remains the same as last year for the delivery of the Eco Schools programme. There is, however, an additional request this year for funding for Eco Schools to cover the delivery of an annual Green Flag Award ceremony in the Newry Morning Down district area. The current programme in Newry Morning Down has proven highly successful, with 131 schools in the district are registered for the programme. 83 schools have obtained Green Flag status and 41 schools currently holding a Green Flag. Total contribution for Keep Northern Ireland Beautiful for 25-26, that should be, apologies, to support the Live Here, Love Here campaign and Eco Schools across the district is £32,975, including the request for additional funding for the celebratory event. Members are requested to consider and approve the financial support as detailed in section 2.2 of the report. Thank you, Chair.
Thank you. No questions. Can I get a proposal and a seconder? Proposed, Councillor Enright. Second, Councillor Finn. Councillor Finn, you want to come in?
Yeah, I was just wondering, and it's, I suppose, off the back of a number of people mentioning that Newry City itself potentially isn't looking as well as it could, and it was the idea of the civic pride aspect that Live Here, Love Here enables us to do, and I think it's a really good initiative, and I wondered if I could make the request that council officers, along with Live Here, Love Here, if they have resources teams, could pull together a paper in relation to the Northern Ireland Amenities Council Best Kept City Award, because I think there are... But I think Newry has the potential that we should be applying for that. And I was just wondering, just having read Live Here, Love Here, if we're paying that amount of money, is there any way that we can work with them so that Newry City can work towards actually becoming the best kept city in the north? I just think it would be a really good thing to do and help with civic pride and keeping everything in clean. So that's my request. Thank you.
Thank you, Councillor Finn. Certainly, I'll take that back to the sustainability team and make those inquiries, and then we can come back to you on that.
Councillor Finn, you second that, didn't you?
Yeah.
Now, item 8, Newry Market Christmas event, and Connor's going to read that.
Thank you, Chair. This paper is for decision, and the purpose of the report is to detail a request to host a Christmas market event at Newry for Addy Market and provide options around charging. Council Facilities Management Team have been approached by an external party to request the use of Newry Market to host the Christmas market for 2025. It is proposed that the market would take place on Thursdays through to Sunday each week from the Christmas light switch on in mid-November through to Christmas, so that's approximately 5 weeks in total. A well-organised Christmas market would have the potential to significantly increase footfall in the market. In terms of event charging, currently Council do not charge for the use of Newry Market for events. However, this event is proposed to run on market trading days, which are Thursdays and Saturdays, on which traders pay £29 per stall. Existing traders have been consulted on this and are keen to trade as part of the event. But to ensure consistency and fairness for existing traders, it is proposed to charge the event organiser £58 per week per stall booked into the Christmas market. So the recommendations then are to proceed with the Christmas market event with recommended charging as outlined in section 2.2 of the report. Thank you.
Thank you, Conor. Councillor Finn?
Yeah, just to say that I'm really happy to propose this. I actually had met with the organiser and the plan for it is absolutely fabulous. It has been a long-held belief of mine that Newry Market can host events like this, and I think it is going to be game-changing for particularly that part of the town and for local traders. I think there's so much potential with it, and I think particularly in line with the Christmas light switch on, I think there's so much that can be done there, and it'll bring such life to local businesses. I think it's well overdue, and I'm so pleased that this is going to be brought forward. I was wondering if we could potentially ask, in terms of the costs with that, I know there aren't a huge number of events, and we see across the rest of the district, like Wake the Giant and Easton Beats, if there's any way that council officers could explore kind of looking at means by which the cost to the organiser could be reduced. And I'm not sure if that's something that we can do, but I think even in terms of the stall holders as well, if you could put some towards that, it might be a gesture of goodwill so that we can encourage local businesses into it. But I think it's a wonderful idea, and I did not think I would be talking about Christmas in May of the year on potentially the hottest day. But yeah, I think it's fantastic, and thank you to Conor for the work on this.
Richard, yes, we can look at that for you, Councillor Finn. Thank you.
Councillor Finn.
Thanks very much, Chair. Yes, I'm very happy to second this. Fair play to Conor and to officers for bringing this forward. I would agree wholeheartedly with what Councillor Finn has said as well, in that it could be a game changer. You know, if this is executed well, it could breathe new life into that part of Hill Street. I know this is something that we've talked about before in terms of increase in occupancy in the market, increase in footfall. But I think this could be fantastic. I would support Councillor Finn's calls there to see if there is a way or if we can explore ways to minimise the cost burden on organisers and so on, because I think getting this right the first time round would be critical in ensuring that it's a returning event. But very, very happy to second this. I'm very excited to see it happen.
Councillor Finn, Councillor Hart.
Thank you very much for the report. Any move to enhance the footfall and the experience of using Newry Market has to be wholeheartedly welcomed. It's great to see that the market has so much potential and that there has been in recent times quite a lot of interest in improving the market. I just have a few questions on sort of the same vein as Councillor Finn. Does the proposal in the paper mean that the rental charge for each stall at £58, does that mean that the existing tenants who use the stalls will also be charged £58? Because I know that some of those stalls would not be things that you would expect to find at a Christmas market. So we don't want the tenants who are there on a weekly basis to suffer at the same time. But at any given time, recently, if you go through Newry Market, you're lucky if there's 10 stalls filled on a good day. The decline has become so bad in that area. We're thinking that maybe surely it might be an idea to run this first year as a pilot scheme to see how it goes and then work from there. Maybe a good idea just to see how things pan out. Like, we might be grand for the first 1 or 2 weeks and then find that on week 3, 4 and 5 it has started to fall away. So I think maybe if we did even the first week or two, maybe on a pilot scheme just to see how it's going, because there are 70 stalls. We have met the lady as well. She is guaranteed that she may fill between 50 and 60 of those stalls, leaving the other 10 stalls for the usual stall holders. But as, again, as I say, we don't want the stall holders who have been consistently there, who have been there for a number of years, suffering any loss either.
Come back in that, Chair. Thank you, Councillor Hart. It's my understanding that the existing stall holders are wishing to participate as part of this programme, part of the Christmas event programme.
Councillor Taylor.
Yeah, Chair, thanks very much. So I also want to welcome the report. I suppose as a council over numerous years, really, even from my first year or two in council, we've always been looking at ways in which we can regenerate the Newry market and try and, you know, bring it back to the attraction that it was many, many years ago. And when I was growing up, it was a hive of activity, you know, particularly on a Saturday morning, and you've seen people coming to Newry specifically to attend the market. So certainly something I think what we're seeing here has an exciting potential to it. I am maybe a bit like Councillor Hart, maybe the 5 weeks, it may be a lot to ask, you know, in terms of covering, you know, in terms of visitor numbers, trying to, you know, attract the numbers required to make it sustainable for the 5 weeks. But I suppose you'll learn from what happens this year as to whether that's a feasible, you know, time period over the coming years if it proves to be a success. And I think one, I suppose, key aspect with any of these type of things are the promotion of the market, and that's going to be key to its success as well. And whilst it's you know, we'll have a role to play, and it's just making sure that we get it right, you know, because we want to obviously, you know, push the boundaries in terms of reaching as many people as possible to let them know that it's taking place. Because a lot of people go down to Belfast, even from here locally, to attend that Christmas market each year. And we want people coming into this area because it will be obviously an offshoot benefit to other businesses as well if people are coming up to the area for the day or for the evening. So it's just making sure we get that right too, that there's a proper strategy in place, you know, to promote the event well ahead of its time as well, because I think with these sort of things, people plan ahead, you tend to find, with these type of Christmas markets. So if we can get promotion out for it taking place as soon as we possibly can, once the more minute detail of it is agreed and finalised, I think that's going to be key for it as well. But it's good to see this type of initiative being tried by ourselves and by the promoters of the market. So I certainly hope it can prove to be a success and something we can build on, you know, for future years, because we see the benefit it does bring to other areas whenever these markets do prove to be a success. So thank you, Chair.
Thank you, Councillor. Okay. Item 9, request to approach DFI about transfer of ownership of car parks. Connor.
Thanks, Chair. Again, this report is for decision. The purpose of the report is to seek approval for Sustainability and Environment Committee to approach DFI to request their consideration to transfer of ownership of a portion of the parking area at the Square and Warren Point under their ownership to Newry Morning Down District Council. And the details and layouts are within Appendix 1 of the report. The council control parking areas provides 136 parking bays with 2 entrance points either side of the public toilets. In recent months, in order to minimise the likelihood of illegal trespass on the land and illegal parking, the council have installed temporary height restricting barriers at both council controlled entrance points, and the permanent height restricting barriers are currently in the process of manufacture and will be installed in the coming weeks. This leaves approximately 45 parking bays with 2 additional entrance points to access the area which is under the control of DFI. And again, this area is exposed to potential illegal trespass and parking. So committee members are asked to consider the contents of the report and provide approval for council officers to formally approach the FI and research the feasibility of a land transfer of their portion of site into council ownership. Thank you, sir.
I'm aware Councillor Wan's looking in, but is there anybody in the chamber first? Okay, go ahead, Councillor Wan.
Yes, Chair, it was myself that brought this to the attention of Council because over the last couple of years there has been numerous occasions where illegal parking has taken place in the square and it has caused bother for local businesses and that there. And just there, the last time it happened, in the lead up to it, we were on to Council to try to get barriers put up and we then found out that it was under the control of DFI. And then when we went to DFI, then we're told that the roadway, even though it's a car park, was actually adopted, so they aren't in a position to put up physical barriers to stop illegal parking or illegal trespass. So I welcome it and I propose it that we seek to get the ownership of this piece of land that will allow us to do that there. So thank you, Chair.
Thank you, Councillor. I need a seconder. Okay, Councillor Taylor, second. Councillor Fee, do you want to speak?
Just very briefly, Chair, if you don't mind. It's not specifically in relation to Warren Point, but just on the issue of parking and DFA, was there any update from officers just in relation to the efforts around Newry City Centre parking? A notice of motion had previously been brought forward. I understand there was some sort of roadblock with DFA in terms of being able to allow for a period of free parking in the town. If you need to come back to me, that's fine, but if there was an update, I'd take it. Thank you.
Through the Chair, I haven't got an update at present, and we'll come back to member.
Yep. Thank you. Item 10, consultation on proposed amendments to the Food Law Code of Practice and Practice Guidance, and Sinead's going to read that.
Thank you, Chair. This paper is for decision and the purpose of the report is to seek approval of a consultation response to the Food Standards Agency on proposed amendments to the Food Law Code of Practice and Practice Guidance as attached to Appendix 1 of the report. There are various amendments proposed to the Food Law Code of Practice and a Practice Guidance and the key proposals are outlined in Section 2.1 of the report. Members are asked to note that the response was due by the 19th of May and has been submitted to the Food Standards Agency subject to committee and council approval. And members are asked to approve the submission on behalf of the council, the draft response to the Food Standards Agency's consultation and the proposed amendments to the Food Law Code of Practice Northern Ireland and practice guidance as set out in Appendix 1 of the report. Thank you.
Thank you, Councillor Andrews.
Thanks, Chair. I'm only too happy to propose that we accept the recommendations outlined in 3.1 to proceed with the amendments. Thank you.
And I need a second. Any seconders?
Second, Chair.
Councillor McGuinness, second. Thank you. I need a proposer and seconder to go into closed session. Councillor Hart proposed, Councillor Enright second. Give me a minute. Now, whilst in committee, the following items were agreed. Item 11, Award of Energy Contracts 2025-2027. On the proposal of Councillor Enright, seconded by Councillor Andrews, it was agreed to approve the following. That Council proceed with the process and note the appointment of the successful supplier to supply electricity and natural gas following the completion of the joint procurement exercise with the NI Councils. That Council opt for the green electricity premium due to the significant reduction in the cost of the green electricity premium from the supplier named in the officer's report to set an example and drive the market demand for green electricity. Item 12, business case for maintenance of council facilities CCTV systems. On the proposal of Councillor Jackson, second by Councillor Andrews, it was agreed to approve the procurement of CCTV monitoring and maintenance services in line with the recommendations of the business case as presented with the officer's report. Item 13, fleet update. On the proposal of Councillor Andrews, second by Councillor Enright, it was agreed to note the contents of the officer's report. So item 14 is for noting provisional NI local authority collected municipal waste management statistics October to December 2024, publication released the 1st of May 2025. And can I get a proposal and a second for that? Proposed, Councillor Andrews?
Proposed, yeah.
And second, Councillor Fahan. Okay, folks, that's the end of the meeting, and that's my last night. And thank you all very much. And I wish everyone's coming in all the best.
Before you leave, I'd like to take this opportunity of thanking you for the excellent way in which you chaired the meeting over this past 12 months. It's hard to believe where the year has gone to since you took the chair, but you've done a very good job. You've treated everybody fairly and made sure that the business of the committee was transacted. But again, thank you for all that you've done. And also, I'd be remiss of me to say to Councillor Enright, as deputy chair, thanks for his efforts too. So that's from us. So good luck and all the best.
Thank you.